Blog Talk Radio.
I believe that we had a little bit of a hindrance there, but that's okay. So please get your Bibles, your pencils, your papers. We got a lot of scriptures, a lot of news to report. Tonight we're going to speak about Pope Francis and Israel and Jerusalem. So please, God bless you. Get your coffee ready. Sit back, relax, and we're going to be right back. We're going to open up service. So don't go nowhere.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. That day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine.
God. Well, let us get started. Those of you that just joined us, God bless you for coming in. Tonight is the Watchman Report. We have some news from around the world, but tonight we're going to speak about a certain topic about Jerusalem. Let us open up service. Before we go there, so you know what our beliefs are. We are non-denominational. We believe in the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, so you know where we are. Praise God, and God bless you. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, Lord. And Father God, we pray and we ask tonight, Father, for guidance. Lord, we pray for a hand of protection, Lord, to be upon this radio station and upon all the people, Father, that is coming in to listen, Father God. I pray tonight, Lord, that you would open our eyes and our ears, Lord, spiritually, in the name of Jesus. I pray for no hindrance and no confusion, Lord. But I pray tonight, Lord, that you would lead us and guide us, Father, where you want us to be led. And I pray, Lord, that the word, Father, that we are about to receive also tonight, may it plant a seed of good fruit in each and every one of us, and may that we may bear good fruit in you, Father God. You take over, Lord, and we pray tonight, Father, that your will, Lord, will be done in the name of Jesus. And we say amen and amen. So glory goes to God. We are going to start over here. Glory goes to God. Here we go. I'm going to start reading, and then Barney will give us a little bit of an illustration and what all this means. But tonight we have a little, we have a lot of news going on in Israel. It's very important. So please, God bless everybody, get your pencils and papers out. We will be taking questions after the report is finished. God bless you. So please be patient and hang on tight. Pope Francis to proclaim Lucifer as God of one world religion on September the 23rd of this year, of this month. On September the 23rd, 2016, a major event will occur, Old City of Jerusalem. It will bring together actors, artists, musicians, and persons in media from around the world. What on earth are they planning to do in Jerusalem at an event that ends on September 23rd? Now I'm going to repeat myself. Again, Pope Francis to proclaim Lucifer as God of one world religion on September the 23rd of this month, this year. Let us move on, please. At an event that ends on September the 23rd that will bring together celebrities and public figures, leaders from Roman, Catholic, Muslims, and Jewish communities will gather for one of the largest and longest interfaith services in the world's history, right in the Old City of Jerusalem. The service will combine the three monotheistic faiths under one roof in a house of worship for all believers. One part of the event will occur from September the 5th through the 11th, September the 5th through the 11th, and will bring together Jews, Muslims, and Christians under a passion for Jerusalem, in which they will coexist temporarily under the wings of the Almighty. Another part will occur from September the 12th through the 23rd. The leaders of this event, called Mekeshet, will perform an 11-day consecration. This is not good and may signal the beginning of the one world religion that Pope Francis has been working so hard to achieve in 2016. The Vatican is one of the chief prominents of the ecumenical movement around the world and in Israel. For the past 3 years, Pope Francis has worked tirelessly toward a new world religion in which all denominations are brought together as one. If you look at France's outreach over the past 3 years, and specifically in 2016, you'll find somebody who has openly condemned evangelical Christianity and a belief that you must have a personal relationship with Jesus. In fact, Francis quoted the spread of the gospel under evangelical Christianity to jihadism and called a personal relationship with Jesus dangerous. One moment, please. I'm getting the rest of my... The extent of Francis' outreach to other denominations and religions in 2016 has been mind-boggling. In February, Francis held an emergency meeting with patriarchs Kirill of Russia for the first time since the 1054 schisms, I believe. Francis has also reached out to patriarchs Bartholomew of Turkey, in which both leaders voiced support of migrants and called for more. I know I'm saying this word wrong. Immigrants. There we go. Immigrants to enter Europe. In May, Francis met with Al-Jar of Egypt, who is the head of Sana'a Islam, in January 2016. Francis named the third pontiff, I believe, to visit Rome's major synagogue in June. He outreached to the Armenians. In July, Francis was the driving force behind a ceremony in the U.S. called Together, organized to bring all Christians in front of the 6660-inch basilics and phallus of Assyria for worship. One of the major symbols we saw for the Together 2016 event was the Ouroboros or the serpent eating. Thank you. Or the serpent eating its own tail. The earliest legend of the Ouroboros is associated with Osiris's, thank you, and his son, Ra. The Ouroboros is a highly occult symbol signifying the end of an aeon or the end of time in occultism. The end of one era usually results in a reset brought about by some cataclysmic event. In this case, the Ouroboros represents the return of Osiris to inhabit his temple on Earth. The fact that this symbol was put on full display throughout France's Together 2006 is very demonic. Just recently, Francis has used debt of one of his priests in France to invite Muslims into Christian cathedrals and churches for worship. When Francis came to America last September, we saw a major push toward full ecumenism. What you may not know is that Francis' itinerary, which started on September the 23rd, 2015, that was last year, is the product of what happened on September the 23rd in 1959, when Pope John the 23rd prayed for the start of Vatican II. Pope Francis is truly preparing that new faith right now for all to become a part of. One moment here, please. We're almost here. The provision of Section 17 U.S.C. 106 and 17 U.S.C. 106A, the fair use of a copyrighted work, including such use by reproduction. I believe that was wrong. I'm sorry. For a purpose. Okay, Barney, you want to take over? God bless you guys.
Thank
that
you very much.
That was a terrible reading tonight.
Yeah, it's not a easy report to read. There's a lot of hard words in there, but glory goes to God. Anyway, I want to say hello to our listeners. God bless each and every one of you, and welcome to God's Lifeline. Basically, what we just read, we're not going to say, and we don't want nobody to say, well, Barney and Nancy said, Pope Francis is the false prophet. Legally, biblically, we cannot pinpoint that. God is the one that's going to pinpoint him to us by his scriptures. And what we are saying, God wants us to keep our eyes on Jerusalem and see what's going on. And God wants us to be alert. God wants us to be watchmen, to sound your alarm, to sound warnings. And everybody today has a smartphone. There is no excuse not to be a watchman, to be alert, to see what's going on out there in the world, to let us know where we're at. And yes, unfortunately, there is a lot of people that do not know how to read and want to know, well, what is this? What does it mean? Well, if you want to be a watchman, you don't have a smartphone, or you have a smartphone, you don't know how to read, call in and listen to the Watchman Report. And we could explain it to you, and then you could tell others. Amen? Where it goes to that. But what we read tonight, Pope Francis in September, September is a major time for the Jewish people for the holidays, for God's feast. And why in Jerusalem? Jerusalem is, of course, God's holy land, and that's where he chose to give the land to the Israelites. Well, not only Jerusalem is infested with those who say they are Jews. In Revelation 1 and 2, the letters to the church, they say they are Jews, but they're not. They are not Jews, but who are they? Jesus Christ tells us. They're the synagogue of Satan, okay? We're not talking about Israelites. Israelites is God's chosen people. God loves them, yes. We're talking about those that say they are Jews but are not. Now, Jerusalem is the main focus point. We know, and we're not coming against any Catholics. We love the Catholics. Some Catholics, I could honestly say, are more devoted to Jesus Christ than some Christians that I know. They call themselves believers and Christians. So we're not going against the Catholics either. But we do know, we don't have to be brilliant here, a theologianist, to understand that Pope Francis does not worship Jesus Christ. Pope Francis worships what we just read. And how Nancy read it, I'm going to read it again. In July, Francis was driving force behind a ceremonial in the U.S. called together, organized to bring together all Christians in front of the 6660-inch obelisk that represents Oresus for worship, one of the major symbols that saw for the Together in 2016 event was Ouroboros, or they call it the serpent eating its own tail. And this is who Pope Francis and a lot of people at the Vatican really and truly do worship. Now, the word that we read earlier, like Nancy said, monotheistic. Monotheistic means a religion that believes only there is only one God, not the Trinity. A religion that does not believe in the Trinity. Three major religions there is on this planet Earth. There's a lot of religions, but the three major religions are Christians, Jews, and Muslims. Now, not Catholics, but obviously the Pope does not believe in Jesus Christ. And that's the difference, and that's what's going to bring them together. The only way a Muslim and a Jew would join up with a Catholic if they don't bring in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ would have to be out of the equation for these three major religions to join together and worship this one God that they could worship Otherwise, if Jesus Christ is in the picture, Muslims would get offended. Jews would get offended because they don't believe in Jesus Christ. Okay? So this is why it's important to understand monotheistic. And there's another word that Nancy read earlier. It is, I'm going to pronounce it as best I could, Mikodishat. Okay, that word means unite, union, all together. They want to unite all together in unity and worship this one God, that they will not offend nobody, and join together as a unified in one without Jesus Christ. And this is why this is an important, it should be important to us to keep our eyes on Jerusalem and what happens. Is this the one world religion? Well, let's put it like this. If it's not, it's a major opening for it. This is the beginning of it. And this is what we read earlier. This was Pope Francis' hope. And it's important to do our study and research. Pope Francis is not in this on his own. Pope Francis is like a puppet for the ones behind the Vatican. And we don't have to go or don't have time to go into full detail, but do your research. And with an iPhone or any kind of smartphone, punch in, or you could even talk to it. Who is behind the Vatican? What is the power behind the Vatican? Who does the Pope really serve? Ask questions like that from your phone, and you'll be surprised what you'll find. What's in the basement of the Vatican? What's going on at the Vatican? And these are things we all need to know to understand. Why is Pope Francis bringing together all these different religions into one unity as a monotheistic one God? Now, for born-again believing Christians that love and fear the Lord, knows and believes in the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen? Glory goes to God. So this is a very important sign of the times that we're in, and we need to keep our eyes on this and see what happens. Amen? Glory goes to God. Back to you, Nancy.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Barney. God bless you. The Bible.
Thank you. God bless you too.
Well, God bless you and your wife and your family. Amen.
Well, God bless you and your husband, and God bless your radio station.
Well, praise God. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible warns a coming peace plan will trigger the coming apocalypse. We are warned the coming apocalypse will be the irreversible result of a coming peace plan, which will be enforced upon Israel. It appears from Bible prophecy that the very day this coming peace agreement is enforced upon Israel by a coming world leader who will be the Antichrist will mark day one of the apocalypse, God's wrath. The time of Jacob's trouble, the day of the Lord, the great tribulation. The Bible also warns there will be no peace in Israel or the world until Jesus Christ returns at the very end of the coming seven-year apocalypse. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 13, verse 10, because they have seduced my people, Israel, saying peace, and there was no peace. For they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people, Israel, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 8, verse 11. The Bible warns to beware of the peace movements. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord, the coming apocalypse, so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, Then sudden destruction comes upon them, as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, believing Christians, who have put their faith and trust in the Messiah of Israel, are not in darkness, so that this day the coming apocalypse should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation, saved from hell and the coming apocalypse. For God did not appoint us to wrath, the day of God's wrath, but to obtain salvation and the coming apocalypse through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, taking upon himself the wrath and punishment we deserved for our sins, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 2 through 10. We are warned in Bible prophecies of a last remaining 7-year period, 1 week of years, which has been determined upon the children of Israel, which will be defined by a peace treaty, a covenant, which will be forced upon Israel. This coming 7 years or 1 week of years is first revealed in the book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 24 through 27, and then outlined in the book of Revelation, chapter 6, verse 20. In the book of Revelation, provide the prophetic details of the terrible events which will take place during this coming 7-year period of time, which is first prophesied in the book of Daniel. This coming peace plan treaty or resolution will be enforced by a coming world leader who in the Bible prophecy will first rise over a group of 10 nations which were once part of the Roman Empire. The Bible doesn't say this coming world leader, the Antichrist, writes this coming peace plan or treaty, but says he will enforce a peace plan upon Israel. This coming treaty or peace plan may have been drafted sometime earlier. The Bible also warns exactly 3 years, 1,260 days after this false peace is enforced, this peace plan or treaty will be annulled by this coming world leader, the Antichrist. While addressing the world from a new Jewish temple, which will someday be built in Jerusalem, it will be this address given by this leader from a newly built Jewish temple, which will trigger the terrors of the final 3 years of the Great Tribulation. First, the Bible warns a coming world leader, the Antichrist, will rise out of the empire, will rise out of the people who once made up the Roman Empire sometime after the city, Jerusalem, and the Jewish temple were destroyed in 70 AD. Daniel wrote these prophecies around 500 years before Roman destroyed Jerusalem and the temple. And the people of the Roman Empire of the prince, the coming Antichrist, who is to come, destroy. The Antichrist would come after his people destroyed the city, shall destroy the city, Jerusalem. This people who destroyed Jerusalem was the Roman Empire and the sanctuary, the Jewish temple. the prince would rise out of this people in the future. The book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 26. The coming peace plan, the coming apocalypse, this coming world leader, the coming Antichrist, will one day enforce a treaty, a covenant, upon the many in Israel for 1 week, 7 years, which we are also told will be the last 7 years of this age. Then later, he, the prince who is to come, shall confirm a covenant, a peace treaty, or a peace plan with many in Israel for 1 week, 7 years. Jesus Christ warns, never in the history of mankind has there ever been or ever will be anything as terrible and deadly as the coming apocalypse. Only a small remnant of the world will survive after the Antichrist commits the abomination of desolation while standing in the Jewish temple exactly 3 years, 1260 days after this coming peace plan is enforced upon the people and nations of Israel. It also appears from Bible prophecy, we must never force Israel to give up the land God has given them. It is theirs. Pray for Israel and her people. As noted, this coming peace plan or treaty defines and marks the beginning of the coming apocalypse. The coming apocalypse will last exactly 7,360 days, 7 years, which include 3 years of false peace in Israel after the covenant is enforced, and then 3 years of unspeakable global terror. The coming apocalypse will be the irreversible and irrevocable result of this peace, which will one day be enforced upon the nations and people of Israel by a very popular coming world leader, a false man of peace, the coming Antichrist. The world will soon get the leader it seems to be longing and waiting for. This powerful leader will be popular, attractive, charismatic, and a great talker whose many words will not be chosen for truth, but for lies and deception. This coming leader, who has many titles in the Bible, including the Antichrist, will kill many Christians and Jews. The armies of the world who will have gathered in Israel for the coming battle of Armageddon will be utterly destroyed by Jesus Christ. Coming peace plan is enforced upon the nations and peace of Israel. And they gathered them together, the armies of the world, to the place called in Hebrew Armageddon. The book of Hebrews, chapter 16, verse 12 through 16. Amen, and God bless you. Barney?
Amen. Glory goes to God. A lot of information in there. It tells us a lot about the end days, what's going to happen. And everything that was read goes along with the book of Revelation. And also in Matthew 24. And I want to read out of Matthew 24. Glory goes to God. And as Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the building of the temple. Hallelujah. Father God, we give you the praise and the honor and the glory, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you would lead us and to guide us to all truth, to the power of the Holy Spirit, with knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And let your word be planted in the heart and let it grow and bring forth fruit for your power, for your glory, for your kingdom. And give us the knowledge and wisdom to share it with others. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, we honor you and we praise you. Amen. Verse 2, and Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things. Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And this already happened when, as Nancy was reading, the Romans, when they destroyed the temple. And as he said upon the Mount of Olives, his disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of the coming, of your coming, and at the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, now this is the first warning that the Lord gave. And he says, take heed that no man deceive you. What does that mean? We must be spiritual. We must have the discernment of the Holy Spirit. We must be born again believers. We have to be converted. And we have to know the word of God. And this is what he says, take heed that no man deceives you. How can one be deceived? By false teachings, false doctrine, and another man deceive Christians? Yes, very easy, by false teachings. Amen? For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. In other words, there will be wars and rumors of wars, but don't let that trouble you. This is just the beginning. This is not the major part of it. This is just the sign of the beginning. Verse 7, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. All these things are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. This is not for everybody. Not every Christian, but some will be killed for the testimony of God and Jesus. And you shall be hated of all nations for my sake. Now this part is for everybody. A true born-again believer, the world would hate you because they hated him first. Amen. Verse 10. Then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because the iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold. This is the time of the great fallen away. Many will fall from the faith. Why? As it says in verse 12. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold. But he that shall endure till the end. This is very important. Verse 13. But he that shall endure till the end, the same shall be saved. Amen. Glory goes to God. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached into all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. When therefore you shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. This is the time where the Antichrist will sit in the temple and he's going to proclaim he is God. Then let him which is in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down and take any out of his house, neither let him which is in the field return back and take his cloak. And woe unto them that are with child and to them that give nursing in those days. But pray you that your flight would be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath, for then shall be great tribulation, such was not since the beginning of the world till this time, nor shall there ever be. And except those days be shortened, there shall be no flesh left. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Amen. For there shall arise false prophets and false Christs, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. So this is a warning from the Lord. they're going to say it's Jesus Christ. Behold, if he is in, they're going to say he's in the desert. Go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers. Believe it not. For wheresoever the carcass is, there shall the eagles be gathered unto gather. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Now he's telling us these things will happen before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Amen. Glory goes to God. So these are the things that have to take place. There will be wars, rumors of wars, earthquake, pestilence, false Christ, false messiahs, false teaching, and all of these. And there will be such a great tribulation that was never before since the beginning of the world, nor shall there ever be after that. And the sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars of heaven will fall, will be shaken and fall. Then, after all this, that's the time God pours his wrath on the evil, on the children of disobedience, but his people shall be saved. Whoever is left and still standing and remains faithful to the Lord, they will see Jesus Christ come back. Amen? Glory goes to God. That's what we, what Nancy read, and this is what it also verifies what we just read. It is biblical. Amen? Glory goes to God.
Amen.
Nancy, back to you.
Amen. Praise God. I just want to say this before we take callers. There is hope. We have this hope. The Lord says, do not fear, because he did not give us a spirit of fear. He gave us a spirit of courage and strength. He also says, whoever endures till the end will inherit the kingdom of heaven. So, there's nothing to be scared of. It is prophecy being filled, and it must take place. And we cannot go against prophecy. We cannot go against God's will. It is God's will, and he is God. But there is hope in knowing at the end where we are going and where our destination that we are trying to reach, which is heaven, with our Lord. In Jesus' name, God bless you and amen. Amen. Praise God. So nothing to fear, just knowing that we're getting closer and the time is coming and the will of God is taking place. Amen, Barney? Okay. Barney's stuck somewhere. All
amen.
Right. Well,
glory
praise
God. God. God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of sound mind and power, and all power and authority has been given to Jesus Christ, and his spirit lives in us. So there's
praise
no
God.
Reason for a true believer to fear. But what there is amen. Reason is to be alive in the spirit and to be walking in the spirit and to fellowship with the Lord, and to be in the Word on a daily basis, and to pick up our cross and follow him, and do what he says, his way, be obedient to God, and be faithful to God, and remain standing, amen, and not to fall.
Amen. Amen. Praise God, Barney. Praise God. Glory goes to God. God bless you. Well, let us
amen.
Take a call. Amen. We're going to take our first caller. So anybody that has any questions about what we just read tonight, what's going on in Jerusalem, Israel, please press number one. Press number one on your keypad. We'll bring you up on air. We're going to go to our first phone call. God bless you. 214-704. We are bringing you up on air. You're on air, caller. God bless you.
You guys are very beautiful tonight with the message. I like to have a prayer for
me. We could barely hear you, Book of Pain.
Hello? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we could barely. Oh, I'm not
okay.
Better. God bless
okay. God bless you. Thank you for everything. The message was very beautiful tonight. I'd like to say a prayer for me, my family, my kids, for God to be with us, to lead us, and just protect us, and for God to put peace upon my family, and for God to put our family back together.
Amen, sister. Amen. Well, God bless you.
Have faith.
No problem. Stay with me and stand in the gap with me, Book of Pain. We're going to pray for you right now. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, Lord, and we lift up our sister to you, Father, and to the palm of your hands, Father God. We also lift up her family, Father God, her children. Lord, we pray tonight, Father God, that your will, Lord, will be done upon her, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray, Lord, that you would guide them, lead them, minister to them tonight, Father God. And Lord, we pray, Father, if it is your will to be done, Father, upon her family to be put back together in the name of Jesus, let no man break what you put together in the first place, Father. Lord, we pray tonight, Father, for guidance to be upon her, Lord. Minister to her and her children, Father God. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would just hold them into your hands, put them under your wing, Father, that they may remain safe and sound. Father, for no weapon shall form against them in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray tonight, Father, that you will take over, Father, lead her and guide her on the right path, Father God. And I pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit, Father, will always and forever remain in her house as it flows through her and her children, Father. As she learns, Father, more about you, that she may teach her children and her family, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray, Lord, that you would supply her needs, Father God, and just show her the way, Father, in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen and amen. Glory goes to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much for everything.
And you're welcome. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Did anybody else had a prayer? God bless you. Or if you have any certain questions that you need to know about tonight, about what was read, what was said, the scriptures, please, God bless you, press number one. And we will bring you up on the board or on air, I believe. On air. I'm tongue-tied tonight. Praise God. All right. Amen. And, Barney, did you have anything else to say? God bless you. I'm sorry if I interrupted.
You know what? If there's anybody out there that wants to, that listened and doesn't know Jesus Christ and want to know him, and if there's anybody out there that walked with the Lord but went back in the world and fallen and is in the flesh and wants to come back to the Lord, we want to pray for you and pray with you. And the most famous scripture in the whole Bible is John 3:16. God sent his son to the world that for those who believe in him may not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16. And John 10:10 says, Jesus said, I came that you may have life eternal. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and came short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23, the result of sin is death, spiritual separation from God. Romans 5:8, but God commanded his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And 1 Corinthians 15:3-4, Jesus died for our sins. He was buried. He was risen from the dead on the third day. And John 14:6, Jesus is the only way to God. And Romans 10:9, if we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth Jesus Christ is Lord, then confession is made unto salvation. So if you're ready to give your life back to God, or if you never did and you want to give your life to God, well, we're going to pray for you and with you. And it's a simple step of faith. Amen. So if you're ready, let's pray. Amen.
Amen.
God in heaven, I come to you.
God in heaven,
a sinner.
We come to you as a sinner.
And I confess I am a sinner.
I confess that I am a sinner.
And I'm asking you for your forgiveness.
And I'm asking you, Lord, for your forgiveness.
I believe you sent your son.
I believe you
Jesus
sent your
Christ.
Son, Jesus Christ.
To die for me on the cross.
To die for me on the cross.
And I believe on the third day he is risen.
I believe on the third day he has risen.
Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ.
Come and live in my heart.
Come and live in my heart. Jesus.
Cleanse me with your precious blood.
Oh Lord, cleanse me with your precious, precious blood.
And make me whiter than snow.
Make me whiter than snow, Father God.
And
Jesus.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me, Lord, with your Holy Spirit, Lord.
That I may serve you.
That I may serve you.
For the rest of my life.
For the rest of my life, Lord.
And put my name in the Lamb's Book of Life.
And put my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah.
And be my Lord and my Savior.
And be my Lord and my Savior.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Father God. We give you the praise and the honor and the glory. Hallelujah, Lord. Well, glory goes to God. If you meant what you said and believe in your heart, and you meant it with all your heart, God means it too. And it's the first step. It's the baby step. It's a step of faith. But it does not end there. That's just the beginning. We have to be converted. We have to grow in the Lord. We have to put on the mind of Christ. We have to be children of God and grow in the Spirit and the knowledge of the Lord. We have to walk in the Spirit. And we have to be in the Word and serve the Lord and be faithful to Him. Amen. And just to let you know, heaven rejoices even over one sinner that comes back to the Lord. Amen. So we thank God for you, and we give God the glory. And
praise
if you pray
God.
That prayer, God bless you, and glory goes to God. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, welcome to the family of Christ, whoever took that prayer with us tonight, and God bless you all. I have an announcement. We will be sharing the true word of God, of course, on Friday. So don't forget to come back on Friday at 11 o'clock Central Time, Friday night, 11 o'clock Central, 12 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Mountain, 9 o'clock Pacific Time. If you need to get a hold of us, if you have any questions or comments, you could Instagram us on God's True Lifeline or just pray with faith, of course. Amen. Come in on Friday. We're going to be doing a blessing of a sharing. The Lord has put it upon us to share about the Jezebel spirit. So please, if you want to know about that certain spirit, it's called the Jezebel, come on in on Friday night and hear the word. Amen. I want to say God bless you all. We love you all in the love of the Lord. Bonnie, say goodnight.
Amen. Glory goes to God, and thank you, Father God, for your word, and thank you for what you are, for your Holy Spirit, and thank you that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and thank you for all the listeners that are listening on the internet, and the ones that called in. God bless them, guide them, protect them, and keep them, Lord, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Good night, everybody, and God bless you all.
You forgot the scripture. 17:17.
Yes.
Hello.
Amen.
How are you?
I want to leave you all with John 17:17. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
God.
Amen. So let us be sanctified in the Lord's truth and nothing but the truth, because it is only by his truth that we will be set free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Good night. God bless you all. Amen. See y'all Friday.
Mountains and moon, chains are